USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first day of President Trump's impeachment trial saw arguments over the constitutionality of the proceedings. Trump defense lawyer David Schoen called the trial a political move fueled by hatred of a former president.
This is a process fueled irresponsibly by base hatred by these House managers and those who gave them their charge, and they are willing to sacrifice our national character to advance their hatred and their fear that one day they might not be the party in power.
Lead House impeachment manager Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland argued that the Senate could not allow a president to call for political violence against American institutions.
We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government and our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States.
The day ended with a 56-44 vote declaring that the former president is subject to the jurisdiction of the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday. The 1 million doses being sent to those centers are part of the 11 million doses being sent out over the last week, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. But I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus. So we can keep on living our lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We're finding out more about the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant last year. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The National Transportation Safety Board released a draft report on the helicopter crash that killed 9 people in Calabasas, California, including basketball star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna in late January 2020. The NTSB has ruled human error as the cause, saying the pilot became disoriented on a foggy morning northwest of Los Angeles. NTSB investigator in charge Bill English says visual flight rules did not apply at the time of the crash.
The VFR weather minimums for helicopters outside of controlled airspace is much lower than that. For fixed wing, helicopters are routinely flown in less than 3 miles visibility. And special VFR is simply and only applies in controlled airspace, such as Burbank or Van Nuys.
The Sikorsky helicopter had been climbing out of the clouds when the chartered aircraft banked left and began a sudden 1,200-foot descent that lasted nearly a minute. It slammed into the ground at a high rate of speed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And longtime NFL head coach Marty Schottenheimer has passed away. Schottenheimer is one of 7 coaches in league history with 200 wins, leading the Cleveland Browns, Kansas City Chiefs, Washington, and San Diego Chargers in his nearly 35-year coaching career. Schottenheimer was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2014 and passed away Monday night in a Charlotte-area hospice facility. He was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.